The Adventures of Red Reiner. From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
But look, boss, if, like you say, somebody else wrote this note, what are we going to do?
I don't think it's just somebody else.
Huh?
I think it's a certain red-headed busybody, a great fighting cowboy. And if it is, I'm making you one promise it's going to stick. That we'll be leaving town tomorrow with that entire payroll, just about 6 hours before Mr. Ryder's funeral.
Well, here we go again. Red Ryder in trouble, and tonight's Western adventure, The Badlands, packed to the brim with thrills and chills and an extra bonus of real heartwarming human interest. In a few weeks, the territory around Devil's Hole, Red's hometown, has been plagued with a sudden and vicious series of holdups, robberies, and murders. And as our story of the West that lives forever gets underway, we find Red and Little Beaver sitting on the corral fence at Painted Valley Ranch in the midst of a hot and heavy argument with Buckskin.
Tattle tales to talking dog, Red. Why don't you listen? Because I don't care what they're saying all over town. I don't believe Dave Bascom had anything to do with robbing the bank. Now, Martha told me...
Oh, for the love of Pete, Buckskin, what's a man's wife got to do with whether he's guilty or not? And in the second place, I didn't say Dave let those crooks rob the bank. I was just telling you what the folks are saying in Devil's Hole.
That's right, Buckskin. Even Mr. Doolittle and the banker's saying that it looking like Dave Bascom shoot him over heads of bandits.
Piffle, poofle, and poppycock. The two of you ought to be plumb ashamed for repeating such got. Why, I know Dave Bascom's wife back in the panhandle. Knowed her for years. And I'm telling you, no man Martha Bascom would marry would rob a bank.
No, it's you who's starting to sound ridiculous.
Well, anybody what don't agree with you is always ridiculous. And if I'm as dumb as you seem to think I am, why ain't you out trying to catch some of that crooks to prove that I'm wrong?
Well, good night, Buckskin. What do you want me to do? The sheriff and three deputies have been working on this case day and night. They haven't asked me for any help.
No, but Martha Bascom has.
Oh. You mean you promised her that I'd poke my nose in where I'm not invited to clean this whole thing up before morning, I suppose.
Well, I did tell Martha I'd talk to you about it. So why don't you be a nice helpful critter and run over there and see if there ain't some way you can help?
Why, you looking at me, Red Ryder? Me can't do him anything about it.
No, I guess you're right, son. Buckskin happens to know Dave's wife, so we've got to lead with our chins.
Well, maybe we do. But if you let on today that Martha put me up to putting you up to this, you're going to be in plenty of trouble.
Dave, there must be some reason folks are saying what they think. How do you think I feel?
By jingo, Martha, I've heard about all I'm going to hear.
Oh, no, you haven't. I know you too well, Dave Bascom, not to recognize the signs when something's troubling you. Something you haven't told me about. Why, you go around like a man in a dream when you're at home. And you're certainly not home much. Seems every time I turn my back, you slip out for something else. Dave, darling, what is it?
Somebody knocking on the door, Martha. Wonder who it is.
I'll go, Dave. I'll open the door.
Well... It's Red, Buckskin, and Little Beaver, David.
Hello there,
how?
Marty.
Well, are you just going to stand there? Come on in.
Oh, thanks. Howdy, Dave.
Howdy.
Mind if we drop in for a bit?
No, Red. Something particular?
Well, I guess so. I suppose you know ever since the bank was held up, there's been a lot of talk going on in town about you, Dave.
Plenty.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested. And the first one who says something to my face about it's going to be sorry he ever started.
Well, I'm afraid I've got to take that personally, Dave, because I came over here hoping to help you.
Well, I don't want any help, yours or anybody else's.
Why, Dave. Dave Bascom. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Red's acting like a real friend.
Doggone, that blame right he is.
Well, if he thinks he's going to go around poking his nose in my business, he ain't no friend of mine. And what's more, neither him nor his help are welcome.
Now, hold on, Dave.
Hold on, nothing. I'm sick and tired of the whole thing. I don't want to talk to you or nobody else about it. So you might as well just turn around and get out before I have to put you out.
Red, don't let him treat you like that. And if you want to know, Dave, I asked Buckskin to send Red over here.
Oh, you did you? Well, then suppose you pack up and get out along with him.
That no way for you, a law man, to tuck him to his wife, Red Ryder.
Why don't you shut up, you big-mouthed Indian brat?
Why, doggone it, Dave, I've heard enough. Now you sit down there and cool off.
Oh, so you're going to start giving me orders, are you? I told you to get out before, and now that you're still here, I guess there's only one thing to do with your kind.
Don't do that, Dave.
Dave, what's come over? Dave, you got to stop.
I'll stop when I've got this redhead.
Confound it, Dave. Since someone's got to knock some sense into your head, maybe this will help.
Oh, Dave.
I'm sorry I had to do that, Dave. Awfully sorry. But it convinced me of one thing. There's a lot more behind this bank holdup than you've let on.
Bascom, if something did happen that you don't want other people to know about, if you'd tell Red, maybe he could fix it up for you so everything will be all right.
He's right, Dave. If you've got anything on your conscience, anything you'd like to get off, believe me, it'll never go any farther than this room.
Dave, there is something. I know there is. Why don't you tell Red and see if he can't help?
All right, Red. But if a syllable of this ever leaks out, so help me.
You have my word on it, Dave. Now, go on.
Did you ever know my kid brother, Bill? He left Devil's Hole and went to Texas 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I remember Bill. Nice-looking youngster. Always seemed to be enjoying himself.
That's right. Liked to enjoy himself so much, I guess he wasn't too particular of the company he kept. Well, one day, about 2 weeks ago, when Martha was to a meeting in town, I was sitting here all alone when... Bill, what in heaven's name?
Dave, pull me in, close the door.
Yeah.
Posse, they're after me.
Here, Bill. Here, get you in a chair. Here, there.
There we are.
Now, what's this about a posse?
On my way back from Texas.
Yeah?
Stopped in Dry Gulch, played cards, had a few drinks.
Yes, yes.
Next thing I knew, 3 other Jaspers had me along with... They held up a stagecoach.
Good Lord, Bill, how could you do a thing like that?
You didn't want to, but by the time I found out what they were up to, it was too late.
Oh.
Getting away, got shot through the hip. Dave, you couldn't help me.
Sure, sure, Yvette. There's a deserted miner shack back near Bill Baldy, Big Baldy. Probably can hide you there. Keep your bandages up and bring your food until this thing's blown over.
Oh, huh? Good old Dave. I knew you wouldn't let me down there.
Great Scott, the youngster's passed clean out. Well, Dave, well, Red, that's what started it. The kid coming home like that.
But, Dave, you didn't say a word. You didn't tell me.
I would have. I was going to next day till I got that message from Flash Creelman.
Flash Creelman?
Uh-huh.
You mean the chap who just gave Devil's Hole $1,000 to help build that new schoolhouse?
Yeah, that's him. That's why I don't dare tell nobody the story. Nobody'd believe me. They'd say I was lying. Creelman's a great guy.
But what about Mr. Creelman? What happened to him?
Well, as you know, I'm the night watchman down at the bank. I was just on my way to work when...
Just a minute, Bascom. I want to talk to you.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Skinner. What do you want?
There's a man over there in the alley who wants to have a little power with you, Dave.
What's the matter with him? What's he hiding in the alley for?
Because he thought you wouldn't like everybody in town to know about who you got hidden in that little shack up on Big Baldy.
What? What do you know about Big Baldy?
Are you coming, Dave? The gentleman may get tired of waiting. Here he is, boss. Here he is.
Hello, Dave. Remember me?
Oh, Creelman. Sure, I
Dave,
remember you.
Dave, if you'd let me know when the payroll shipment was arriving at the bank, I might forget what I know about your brother Bill.
Well, you double-dealing hypocritical... Slap me around, will you? I'll show you.
Skinner, grab his arms. That's better. Now, Bascom, you listen to me. You'll either play ball with my rules, and not only will I turn your brother in, but I'll see that you land in a cell right next to him. For hiding out a fugitive and obstructing the due process of the law.
You sneaking rabbit.
Next time, Bascom, I'm not going to slap you. I'm going to gun you down and drag your body up to that cabin.
tell the sheriff I shot you when you refused to let me arrest your brother.
All right, Creelman. You got me over a barrel. Now go on. Break my back. What do you want me to do?
What you've got to do is very simple. Let me know the night before the next payroll shipment's due, and when we come into the bank to get it, just be mighty careful that you shoot over our heads. Is that clear?
Sure. Sure, it's clear. Is that all?
That's all, my friend. In fact, you do as you're told, and I'll even see that your brother's moved to another town. Gets a doctor's care. All right, Skinner, let him go.
And there it is, Red. If I hadn't have been so scared for Bill's sake, I'd have shot it out with Creelman when he came into the bank. But I figured if I just nicked him and didn't kill him, he'd tell what he knew just to get even.
That plenty nasty mess Mr. Bascom get him into, isn't it, Red Ryder?
Yeah, sure is, Little Beaver. He's committed two crimes to shield a third one. And now, with no proof, it's only his word against Creelman's.
But nobody will believe Dave. Everybody will say he's just lying and blaming it on Creelman.
Well, I took it your word, Red. I told you. And even though I do feel better, having gotten it off my conscience, I still don't know what to do.
Well, are you willing to take just one more risk to prove that Creelman's a crook?
Anything, Red. Anything.
All right. Then with a little cooperation from the bank and the sheriff, we'll either have Creelman and his gang in jail by midnight tomorrow, or you and I'll be getting our measures taken for a pair of unpainted pine boxes.
Well, Buckskin was certainly wrong about Dave Bascom not being mixed up, even in a small way, with the holdups. And regardless of Dave's motives, it looks bad for Red's chances if he hopes to prove who the real crooks really are. Getting on with the Badlands, Dave Bascom has just entered Hanlon's Silver Dollar Cafe, where he stands looking around for a moment. And then, spotting Creelman at a table, Dave hurries over.
Hey, boss, look. Here comes that night watchman from the bank, Bascom.
What a fool. Does he think I want people to see him talking to me?
Well, I'll be jiggered. You see what he did, Flash? He walked right by the table as if he didn't know us. And he dropped something beside your chair.
Yeah. That Jasper's smarter than I give him credit for. Wait till I pick this thing up. It seems to be a note.
Well, Flash, well, what does it say?
Pretty cagey gent, that Bascom. Here, listen to this. Huh? Need help for Dr. Bill.
Huh? Dr. Bill? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're a fool. He means he needs a doctor for his brother, Bill.
Oh. Is that all it says?
No, here's the rest of it. Could you use me on your payroll? Can report for work not later than midnight tomorrow night. Yeah, it's pretty slick. Pretty slick.
I don't see what he's getting at, boys. How can he report for work? He's got a job at the bank.
Of course, he doesn't want to report for work. That's his way of telling us that he wants us to report for work. That there's a payroll due at the bank. And that we can get it at midnight tomorrow.
Well, I'll be hogtied.
You know something?
Huh?
Writing that note requires more imagination than I think Dave Bascom's got.
Huh? What do you mean by that, boss?
I mean I think somebody put him up to it.
Now, wait a minute, boss. You can be wrong. Suppose there's... That's just a bum guess of yours. Suppose there really is going to be a payroll at the bank tomorrow. We're not going to pass that up.
No, of course not, Skinner. We're not going to pass up a payroll or anything else. Not even the chance to make sure if Bascom is framing to get us, that he won't find his own face sticking out of the frame. And the sheriff standing by to hang it.
Had some wild ideas in your time, but I never heard of one as wild as this one. Do you realize you stand a good chance of getting killed?
Why, sure, I realize it, Buckskin. But the way you took on yesterday about Martha Bascom and her husband, I didn't think you realized it.
Oh, doggone it now, Red, stop a word me. Do you think that Creelman will fall for that there note?
He'd better. or it's going to be awfully lonesome hiding in the bank all night tomorrow night.
Well, if it's going to be so doggone lonesome tomorrow night, why, how about a crawling into our bunk now and catching up on some shut-eye?
Nope, Buckskin, there's no rest for the wicked or those who are trying to catch him. We'd better ride back and meet Dave. You know, maybe he didn't find Creelman and give him that note.
Oh, ears to elbows. Couldn't we wait till tomorrow?
Sure, we could, but it can't. You know, I went up to Big Baldy today, brought Dave's brother Bill down, sneaked him into Dave's house. That youngster's pretty badly shot up, Buckskin. And even though Martha's taking good care of him, I promised we'd be back to see how he's getting on. So now if you go finish your homework, Little Beaver, Buckskin will get the horses ready, and we'll all of us take a nice, fast ride. All right, rein up.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Martha. Red.
The door's open, Red. Come on in.
Well, how's our patient, Martha?
Starting to feel a lot better, Red. That is, my hip's feeling a lot better. But the more I think about you and Dave are planning, the worse I feel about that.
Oh, hush now. Even if your brother doesn't know what he's doing, I'm sure that Red does.
You betcha. Red Ryder enjoying all this. Get him big bang out of it.
Oh, big bang, eh? Well, let's hope that the bang I get's a mental one and not out of the barrel of a .44.
Amen.
Was that a horse that just pulled up outside?
Well, it sounds like Dave coming.
Well, Red, it worked all right. I dropped a note like you told me to, then I went out through the back and watched him through a side window. Fleisch took that bait like a hungry trout takes flies. So, I guess it's all over but the shooting.
All over but the shooting. Well, I hope you're right, Dave. And I hope when the shooting does start, we're not stuck in a corner like clay pipes in a shooting gallery. Because I'm going to be in that bank, hiding behind the counter and just waiting for Mr. Creelman to make his move. See anything yet, Dave? See any sign of Creelman or his gang?
No, Red. Can't see Hyde nor...
Shh.
There are five men leading horses just turning the corner now.
Flash with them?
Can't see, but they're sure heading this way.
Okay. Now remember, this whole idea doesn't mean a thing if we try to stop them before they get their hands on that sack of money. We've got to catch them in the act.
Stop, Red. Here they come.
Okay, Bascom.
Yeah, come on in. Ah, where's Creelman? Ain't he with you?
Never mind where Creelman is. Where's that payroll?
In the back, in the big safe. The door's open.
Good. Come on, boys.
Yeah.
This is a pleasure. Here, two of you guys grab this big sack there.
Here, got it.
There. And now we might as well scoop up a lot of this loose cat.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. The only thing you're going to scoop up is about 20 years apiece.
Why, you... Tony, Jim, what are you standing there for?
Nice shooting, Dave. All right, look, you highbinders. Line up right over there. Wait a minute. Where's Creelman?
I'll tell you where he is. He's the smart one. He got us to go into the bank while he went up to Bascom's house.
Up to my house?
Yeah, sure. He figured this might be a frame-up, so he went up there to get Bascom's wife. If we don't ride by and let him know everything's okay, he's taking Mrs. Bascom, sort of like a passport, and cleaning out of here.
Where is that miserable murderer?
Hold it, Dave. You getting all excited and yelling about it isn't going to help any.
But, Red, if he does anything to Martha...
He won't, not if we move fast. Now, where's Little Beaver?
Out back in the alley where you told him to wait.
All right. Dave, you and Buckskin, stay here and guard these monkeys. I'm taking Skinner with me. And as I leave, I'm sending Little Beaver for the sheriff.
Stay here. Not me, Red. Nothing doing. I'm going up to my
house.
Now,
you're doing exactly as you're told, because if you don't, you may find Creelman's outfoxed us completely, and that something may happen to your wife. All right, Skinner. You're leaving with me. And that's all I promise you. Because even though you're leaving now, there's no assurance you're ever coming back.
Say now, this story's certainly taken a turn for the worse, hasn't it? Flash Creelman surely had a trump card up his sleeve, and now, holding Martha Bascom as hostage, He certainly has Red backed into a corner. While Red's figuring out how to get out of that one, I'd like to suggest a special treat for you. Now for the action-laden climax of tonight's story, The Badlands. Rejoining Red, we find him with Creelman's henchman, Skinner, just approaching the Bascom Ranch. Listen.
We're getting close to Bascom's house, Skinner. Slow down that pony. Easy, boy. Easy, Thunder. Now, you remember what I told you, don't you?
Yeah. What do you want to do, play school and have me recite my lessons?
You haven't even started to learn your lesson yet. Ooh, Thunder. Now, don't forget, Skinner. You're going to be in front of me. And if your boss gets too anxious with his trigger finger, it's you he's going to hit. And if you try to cross me up, well, you've got a pretty good idea of what'll be going on behind your back. Now, hold it.
Can't let them knock all night.
Why don't you just shut up, Mrs. Bascom? I'm handling this. Yeah, that's better. All right, call out and ask who's there.
Yes? Who is it?
I got a message from Mr. Bascom.
A message from David?
Relax, will you? That's a signal. That's what I told my boys to say if the job came off all right. All right, Skinner, come on in.
I got here as soon as I could, boss.
Now, what are you standing there for? Close the door and get in here.
Well, Flash, quick.
Rider's
outside.
Rider.
Yeah, quick. Grab the woman.
No. You let go of me. Take your hands off of me.
Take my hands off you when we're 100 miles away. Well, Rider, why don't you come in?
That's funny. Maybe when I slammed the door, he went around to the back.
Yeah, well, ain't that handy, because we'll just make sure of that.
You cold-blooded murderer.
Skinner, come to the front door. Come on, quick.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, maybe I got him when I fired out the back window.
Jesus, boss. We can't stay here all night waiting for him to make up his move if he's still alive.
I'll cover the front door, Skinner. You go out through the back and see if I got him.
Nothing out here but a lot of broken glass, Flash. I don't see no sign of... Flash! The boss, he's jumping up behind. He's coming for me.
You might as well stay right where you are, Ryder. Because if you don't, you're going to be responsible for Mrs. Bascom's untimely death.
Yeah, Flash, I can see what you mean.
Red, you better get out of here. I'll go with him. And when he's safely over the border, he'll let me go. I'll be all right.
Well, Ryder, better make up your mind in a hurry, because if you don't...
Bill, Bill, for goodness sakes! Bill, look out!
Red, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, how do you like that? You ain't got nothing to thank Red for. If it hadn't been for that there brother-in-law of yours dragging himself out of bed with his hip and splint and grabbing that there rifle.
That rifle? Where do you think I got it, Buckskin? When Skinner slammed the door on Red, Red came around the back to my room and handed me the rifle.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you to use it. I just told you to stick it through the window to attract Creelman's attention so I could jump him.
Young Mr. Bascom got him too anxious to even up for trouble all who his old cousin.
Yeah, he sure got him something. Maybe just an itchy finger. Yeah, but it's a mighty lucky thing he did. When that glass broke, Creelman threw a shot that nicked a neat little notch in my ear. Knocked me clean off balance.
Well, your ears are too long anyway. Always hearing things it wasn't meant to.
Uh-huh. You mean things like you were so sure Martha's husband couldn't have had anything to do with the trouble at the bank.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right, old-timer. So before we bore these good people with our family affairs, what do you say we light out for home?
That's plenty good idea. You betcha. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, folks.
So long, man.
Get up, Peppers. Get up.
All right.
Get.
Come on, Buckskin.
All right now, Cedar Bill.
Well,
thunder. How about some homegrown oats, huh? That's it, fella. Come on, thunder!
Listen again this Thursday and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30 for The Adventures of Red Rider. Thursday evening, this is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Read Red Rider in the Los Angeles Daily News, KHJ Los Angeles.